myself once again and pray to no one know when my ship comes in. To pray to no one know when my ship comes in. It won't be long before my ship comes in. Ship comes in. Where no one knows. It won't be long before my ship comes in.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio, we're real country. 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Criminal charges filed in New York in the CEO killing.
The grand jury here in New York returned an indictment charging Luigi Mangione with first-degree murder in the death of Brian Thompson, reflecting a belief by the grand jury and by prosecutors that the killing was meant to evoke terrorism. There is a terrorism enhancement reflected in this charge, and District Attorney Alvin Bragg said it was meant to evoke terror, and he believes he can prove it once Mangione is returned here to New York and goes on trial.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. There was a vigil held last night for the student and teacher killed in Madison, Wisconsin this week. One of the factors in the school shooting is believed to be bullying the shooter, a 15-year-old girl at the school. Russia's security service has detained a suspect in the killing of that senior general outside an apartment building in Moscow. The suspect described as being an Uzbek citizen recruited by Ukrainian intelligence services. This is ABC News. The recovery is just beginning now in Vanuatu, the tiny Pacific country rocked by a 7.3 magnitude earthquake this week. There is no water in the capital city. The reservoirs were destroyed. A federal bill aimed at preventing child abuse, championed by Paris Hilton, could come up for a vote today in the House.
Earlier this year, the socialite and entrepreneur provided gut-wrenching testimony to Congress about her personal experience at a youth treatment facility when she was 16. Tens of thousands of children are placed in youth treatment facilities each year, nearly 50,000 in 2021 alone. And a federal report finds more than a dozen states fail to properly track abuse. Hilton's proposal, the Stop Institutional Child Abuse Act, would improve oversight and training and establish a national database of abuse cases.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. The measure already has passed in the Senate. Walmart is testing out putting body cameras on workers to try to cut down on shoplifting. The company says for now it's a pilot program being run in just one market. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
If you've been putting off holiday shopping, you're not alone. But the holidays are next week, so it's time to kick things into high gear. Macy's Holiday Countdown Sale is here to make last-minute shopping easy with great deals on top gifts, like cozy hat, scarf, and glove sets from Coach, Kate Spade & More for $49.99, boxed up and ready to give. Easy. So if you haven't gotten to everyone on your list yet, don't be too hard on yourself, but do shop Macy's ASAP. These deals end Thursday. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Officials provided more information on Tuesday and Monday's Abundant Life Christian School shooting. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes said investigators are working to verify a document some say is a manifesto written by the shooter, 15-year-old student Natalie Rupnow. Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway is defending the privacy of victims of the shooting. As a press conference wound down Tuesday, the mayor pushed back against reporters who pressed for victims' names. The mayor said it was none of the reporters' business who was harmed. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking nominations for the annual Ethical Hunter Award. Nominees are selected based on exceptional moral actions and character while out in the field. Nominations will be reviewed by a 5-person committee and can be submitted by mail or email by January 31st. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick.
Fast play, fast play. Jackpot, jackpot.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new Scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play, may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has Scratch games, Lotto draw games, and Fast Play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
Believers City Church in Menominee holds community Bible discussions in towns throughout our region. Join us in Durand at the Cell Block Bar and Grill for a weekly Bible study every Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. No matter what church you attend, you're welcome to participate in this local Bible study. Our goal is to increase your knowledge, your discipleship, and your Christian fellowship. So drop in, enjoy some food and fellowship, and let's dig into God's Word together.
It's better over here. If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With auto pay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off 2 lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have more snow on the way late tonight, tomorrow. We could end up with 2 to 3, maybe up to 4 inches of accumulation by the time it winds down late tomorrow. Today, though, partly cloudy, 24 tonight, down to 14. Snow will end late tomorrow with a high near 27. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. It's a beautiful town, great place to go. Explore Alex. .com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 22.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She's been playing at a room on the strip for 10 years in Vegas. Every night she looks in the mirror and she only ages. She's been reading about Nashville and all the records that everybody's buying. Says I'm a simple girl myself, grew up on Long Island. So she packs her bags to try her hand, says this might be my last chance. She's gone country, look at them boots. She's gone country, back to her roots. She's gone country, a new kind of suit. She's gone country, here she comes. Well, the folk seems dead, but he's holding out in the village. Been writing songs, speaking out against wealth and privilege. He says, I don't believe in money, but a man could make him a killing. some of that stuff don't sound much different than Dylan. I hear down there it's changed, you see. Well, they're not as backward as they used to be. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes. To L.A., but he's got a house in the valley. But the bills are piling up, and the pop scene just ain't on the rally. And he says, honey, I'm a serious composer, schooled in voice and composition. But with the crime and the smog these days, this ain't no place for children. Lord, it sounds so easy, it shouldn't take long. Be back in the money in no time at all. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes.
Prince pulled up a white pickup truck. Her folks should have seen it coming. It was only just a matter of time. Plenty old enough, and you can't stop love. She stuck a note on the screen door, sorry but I got to go. And that was all she wrote. Her mama's heart was broke. Was all she wrote. So the story goes. Now her daddy's in the kitchen staring at the window, scratching and racking his brain. How could 18 years just up and walk away? Our little ponytail girl grown up to be a woman. Now she's gone in a blink of an eye. She left the suds in the bucket and the clothes hanging out on the line. About Sunday morn. Nothing quite like this has happened here before. Well, he must have been a looker, smooth talking son of a gun. You're such a grounded girl to just up and run. Of course you can't fence time, and you can't stop love. The suds in the bucket and the clothes hanging out on the line. Thank you. bucket and the clothes hanging out on the line. She was in the backyard saying it was a little past nine when her prince pulled up. A white pickup truck, plenty old enough, and you can't stop love. I know you can't fence time, and you can't stop love.
You'd catch something today. Great country music on Real Country 1430.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking at the county fair. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo, I'll be there. They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way. But I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind. Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got. Lord, I'm free. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's where I'll be. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's where I'll be.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and George Strait, Amarillo by Morning here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the teens. Looks like the clouds stick around again today, and we'll also see some more snow coming up on Thursday. We'll have our ag weather forecast this hour. Also this hour, Cassie Sonnentag with the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation is in. And I had a chance to talk with Cassie during the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation's annual convention a few weeks back. And so we'll be chatting with Cassie a little bit about some programs available for farmers to help promote agriculture in their farm. So we'll have more on that with Cassie here coming up this hour. Reminder that with a lot of our newsmaker interviews, if you miss one, you can always check it out in a couple of places. There's our podcast page on our website at realcountry1430.com. Just go to the podcast tab. Also, if we have YouTube videos with our interviews, you can check them out on our YouTube channel at Duran Broadcasting, WRDN. And thank you to the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, sponsors of our video streaming service and our podcast service as well. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osseoplastics.com.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA. Today, we're with Allison Jones-Bermer of NEDPA, Northeast Dairy Producers Association.
We have the Operations Managers Conference being hosted January 28th and 29th at the Doubletree in East Syracuse, New York. It is a conference put on by Cornell Pro Dairy Program along with NEDPA to make sure we get some training for advancement for middle managers on farms, those who are managing people, cows, crops, to make sure dairy farms are operating the best that they can be.
NEDPA really saw that need a few years ago and put this biannual conference in. It's really well attended.
Yes, and what I love about this conference is that if you're a cow person, you'll be able to go to a whole day worth of cow sessions. If you're a crops person, you'll have a whole day and a half worth of crop sessions. If you manage people, there's also an HR track. And there's also a Spanish-speaking track, which is new this year, making sure that the entire day-and-a-half conference will be offered in Spanish.
And you really worked on the program content.
Yes. We are fortunate to have a team of volunteers that help direct our conference planning to say, what is needed on the ground? What resources are needed? What skills do we need to build? And what information do farmers need to best manage their farm? So we get that input from our board members and volunteers who help plan our conferences. They are able to steer the direction of that and make sure the content we're providing is really well received and needed out there.
Tell us a little bit more about NEDPA itself.
Yes, absolutely. NEDPA is a trade association that represents New York's dairy farms. We are always striving to make sure we are communicating about the environmental stewardship of dairy farms, our employees, and our communities, and really communicate that message to consumers and lawmakers across the state and at the federal level to make sure our farms have the policies and resources in place to do the best that they can do in feeding their neighbors and the world.
Tell us a little bit about your job.
My role is specifically legislative and regulatory affairs. So I spend quite a bit of time in Albany and some time at the federal level as well, just making sure that our policymakers know who the state's dairy farmers are, know what they need, and try to influence policy so that funding in place is the best it can be for the state's agriculture and dairy industries.
We're talking with Allison Jones-Bermer of NEDPA about the Operation Managers Conference coming up January 28th and 29th.
Yes, toward the end of the conference, I'll be moderating a panel about empowering voices, so empowering those managers on their farms to be a better role model for their fellow employees, a leader in their community. So again, building skills, building confidence in our ability to talk to our neighbors, talk on social media, and talk to lawmakers about what we need in this industry. So it can be intimidating to do that. So that's why we like to offer this opportunity to build that confidence, build that skill set, so people are better equipped to step up and have those conversations.
That phone number that they can call if there is a crisis situation on their farm.
Yes, definitely. There's a team that works together across the state to help respond to crisis situations on dairy farms. It's a partnership across NEDPA, Farm Bureau, North American Dairy Association Northeast, and New York Animal Ag Coalition. So there are resources, there is help, there is someone to turn to when something goes wrong or a situation comes up. Just knowing who those resources are and knowing a little bit more about what's out there is, I think, one of the things you can take away from this post session, but also one of the things that's just important to learn about so that you know where to turn if something does happen that you need that support.
To lighten the mood a little bit, I heard that for young people, you're going to be offering some fun in the evening.
Yes, it is our goal to make sure that there's networking happening. There will be vendors and sponsors present at the meeting, so industry professionals and leaders, along with the young farmers and middle managers who are attending, along with NEDPA board members and staff at ProDairy and NEDPA. We want to make sure everyone gets to know who those fellow colleagues are that they can reach out to for advice, and people that are going through the same thing they're going through, or people who've been through it before and can offer, you know, here's what I did, here's my lessons and learned and trial and error. Really, that social time is a part of the conference too. Get to know each other, get to know who the resources are, and have a little fun.
Allison Jones-Bremer with NEDPA. Give us those dates again and where people can go to register.
Yes, definitely. So hope to see everyone there January 28th and 29th in East Syracuse at the DoubleTree. You could Google Operations Managers Conference Pro Dairy.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA.
Here's another great reason to use the United States Postal Service this season. Your boxes are wrapped and the gifts are in. Our employees are ready. Let the holiday ride begin. Let's start with the price. It's easy to manage when you ship with the reliable USPS Ground Advantage. In just a few days, it's sure to arrive. We're working nonstop to keep the spirit alive. USPS Ground Advantage, the affordable and reliable shipping solution for the holidays. Visit usps.com/advantage.
The holidays are coming, so gather your friends, family, acquaintances, pets, significant others, insignificant others, and even some total randos to watch Prime Video. We've got new holiday hits on Prime like Red One and seasonal staples like Die Hard and Love Actually. Rent or buy family favorites like Home Alone and Miracle on 34th Street. No matter who you gather, Prime Video has something for everyone. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Prime for details.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Heard he was gonna marry some girl from Denver. Then my sister came over, had the Sunday paper with her. There was the girl on the social page, looking in love and all engaged. We decided she don't take a very good picture. It may be my family's redneck nature of it all, bringing out unladylike behavior. It sure ain't Christian to judge a stranger, but I don't like her. She may be an angel who spends all the winter bringing the homeless blankets and dinner. A regular Nobel Peace Prize winner, but I really hate her. I'll think of a reason later. I drew horns and blacked out her tooth with a marker. Childish, yes, but she made such a thin little target. I couldn't be happier on my own, but I've got the slightest of a jealous bone, and seeing her with him tends to enlarge it. Well, it may be my family's a redneck nature of it all, bringing out unladylike behavior. It sure ain't Christian to judge a stranger, but I don't like her. She may be an angel who spends all winter bringing the homeless blankets and dinner. A regular Nobel Peace Prize a winner, but I really hate her. I'll think of a reason later. One tooth. Did I mention?
sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. To sing a love song while we stroll along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman. We'll pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say I am married, we'll say no man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream about a fire. To face unafraid the plans that we made. Walking in a winter wonderland. To face unafraid the plans that we made. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland. Oh, walking in a winter wonderland.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Dan and Shay, Sounds of the Season in Winter Wonderland here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Wednesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikin. 21 now in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, January milk down 9 to 2042, February down 8 to 1997, March down 9 to 1990, April steady at 1960. Cheese markets were higher yesterday. Barrels up 5.5 to 178.5, 40-pound blocks up 3.75 to 186. 4 trade a barrel, 7 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 2 to 252, 1 trade on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up a quarter to 138, 1 trade on the day. Dry weigh steady at 74.5, no trades on the day. Live cattle futures chopped around yesterday as traders tried to find solid price direction, but feeder cattle posted triple-digit gains, recovering the previous day losses. Hog futures tried rebounding, but traders were really reluctant to buy aggressively without any type of fundamental support. Looks like today cattle futures will open mixed and hogs open lower once again. December live cattle opened the day at 192.25, February 189.75, April at 191.57, January feeder cattle open at 257.47, March at 258.27, April at 259.37. February hogs open at 83.20, April 88.05, May at 91.70. Chicago Board of Trade this morning. Corn markets are relatively flat. Soybeans, though, they're moving mostly lower once again. And soybean oil and soybean meal lead the products lower, and that continues to pressure the markets, along with that positive weather for South America. Wheat markets, meanwhile, they're moving mostly higher this morning, as a little bit of short covering, and also the trade still watching the weather situation in Russia in the Black Sea region as well. Also, there could even be some positioning ahead of the Federal Reserve's interest rate announcement later today. March and May corn both up 3/4. March at 444.25. May at 450.75. July up 0.5 to 453.75. New crop up 0.25 to 438.75. January and March beans both down 10.25. January 966.5. March 968.5. May down 11.5 to 975.75. New crop down 11 to 977.75. January soybean meal down 290 to 284.30. January soybean oil down 89 cents to 39.73. Chicago wheat, March up 1.5 to 546.5. May up 1.75 to 556.25. Minneapolis wheat, March up 3.25 to 598.25. May up 4.5 to 607. Energy markets are higher this morning. At January and February, crude oil both up 51 cents. January at 70.59, February 70.16. And January and February, gas both up 2 cents. January at 196, February at 197. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 387, January 390, new crop 379. Cash beans 897, January 902, February 894, new crop 899. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash January and February corn 403.5, March 405.5, Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn 408, January 403. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and new crop corn, 388. Cash beans, 896. New crop, 913. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn, 391. New crop, 388. Cash beans, 892. New crop, 899. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn, 416. April, 431. May, 433. New crop, 399. Cash in April beans, 953, May 955, new crop, 930. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn, 390, new crop, 380. Cash beans, 905, new crop, 915. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle, 185 to 202. Holstein fed cattle, 158 to 176. Market cows, 82 to 120. Bulls, 125 to 158. Calves, 390 to 990. Beef steers, 191 to 410. Holstein steers, 199 to 317. Sheep markets, market lambs 210 and down, light lambs 270 and down, ewes 140 and down, rams 125 and down, goat markets, does 215 and down, bucks 210 and down. At Zumbrota, beef steers at 182 to 194.75, finished dairy steers 170 to 175.50, market cows 93 to 116, market bulls 127 to 152. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that. Your comfort place, where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs, entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/jingle to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/jingle, JINGLE.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Mama told her baby girl, take it real slow. Girl told her mama, hey, I really gotta go. He's waiting in the car. Mama said, girl, you won't get far. Thus are the dreams of an average Jane. 90 miles an hour down a lover's lane. On a tank of dreams. Oh, if she could have only seen. But fate's got cards that it don't wanna show. And that boy's just a walk-away Joe. Born to be a believer, tell you from the word go. Destined to deceive her, he's the wrong kind of paradise. She's gonna know it in a matter of time. That boy's just a walk-away Joe. Now just a little while into Abilene, pulls into a station and he robs it clean. She's waiting in the car, oh, underneath the Texaco star. She only wanted love, didn't bargain for this. She can't help but love him for the way he is. She's only 17 and there ain't. Boy's just a walk-away Joe. Born to be a believer, tell you from the word go. Destined to deceive her, he's the wrong kind of paradise. She's gonna know it in a matter of time. That boy's just a walk-away Joe. Another lesson in life that
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Mr. Kringle is soon gonna jingle the bells that'll tingle all your troubles away. Everybody's waiting for the man with the bad coat. Christmas is coming again. He's got a sleigh full, it's not gonna stay full with stuff that he's dropping every step of the way. Everybody's waiting for the man with the bad coat. Christmas is coming again. He'll be special good. He'll make this December the one you'll remember, the best and the merriest you ever did have. Everybody's waiting for the man with the bad cold. Christmas is coming again.
out now. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Brian Winnikins from the Wisconsin Farm Bureau's annual convention. Thank you to our sponsors, including Elsevia Co-op, Anabas Silo, Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, Compere Financial, and Osteoplastics. I'm with Cassie Sonnentag. She is the Director of Public Relations with the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation. She's also the Promotion and Education Committee member, and we're going to talk a little bit about how you can maybe get some grants to help promote and educate the public from Gather Wisconsin. And Cassie, thanks for joining us. Okay, so I guess I did not know anything about Gather Wisconsin. So I guess first, what's that?
Gather Wisconsin is an initiative of Wisconsin Farm Bureau that launched in March of 2023 as a resource for farmers and consumers to build connections around their food. So we're talking about, you know, basically anything from the farm to the table, like, you know, practices that farmers are doing, recipes that you can enjoy, and things to do with your family to enjoy Wisconsin agriculture, including agritourism opportunities across the state. This is all housed in an online resource at www.gatherwisconsin.com, as well as on a social media platforms across Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest.
So there are some grants available to help farmers out. Now, I guess first tell us about the grants and what can they're, okay, so how can Gather Wisconsin help the farmers then?
Gather Wisconsin is a great resource that our members have really latched on to. The idea behind Gather Wisconsin came from our strategic planning process back in 2021. So our members were seeking resources for consumer outreach that they would be able to provide the public and point them to when they have questions about Wisconsin agriculture and farming in general. So our members have taken these online resources and breathed life into them by taking them into county and district events that they're hosting, leveraging them in activities, and leveraging our social media posts to just help answer questions about Wisconsin agriculture.
And so some of these resources, the questions, I'm sure have a wide range of why are we putting calves in
Hutches to how are we harvesting cranberries?
Yes, there's a section on our website where you can ask a farmer any question that comes to mind, and we will connect you with a Wisconsin Farm Bureau member who will provide answers to that question. And the questions that we have gotten have ranged from food prices all the way to practices on farm, and it's motivating as a farmer myself to see folks engaged in agriculture and engaged in that conversation and really invested in the food that they are consuming.
So a lot of times you're going to have just the soccer mom reaching out. So how can this program help Brian, the farmer who's a dairy farmer and just happens to be the upcoming host of my county dairy breakfast?
At the end of the day, everybody needs to eat. And when you're hosting the dairy breakfast, you're going to get wealth of questions about the food behind it and the practices and what folks are doing. So we really want to equip not only our members, but just farmers in general with the new knowledge and tools to utilize this within their local areas. So for Farm Bureau members specifically, we work with them to create, you know, handout resources or prep them for media interviews or prep them for questions that they might be asked so that they are ready to be engaged in those conversations and prepared for questions that they might be receiving.
And so that's really the part of this for the farmer, if they know they're going to be having something or they want to develop something, they can just reach out and you're going to help them out.
Yeah, check out GatherWisconsin.com or reach out to one of us at Wisconsin Farm Bureau at WFBF.com, and we're definitely happy to connect you with the resources that we have available.
Now I'm gonna throw a curveball. I'm gonna put you on the spot. So, what are some of the really cool things that Gather Wisconsin has done here helping out farmers over the last few years?
As I mentioned, we've really seen our county leaders latch onto this resource and figure out innovative ways that they can utilize it within their counties. We had one district who they are very passionate about sharing career connections in agriculture. So they actually took we have a section on our website talking about all the different roles that there are in agriculture beyond the farmer. And they created career cards that they handed out at local job fairs for high school and elementary students even. So that was one. We've had some farm-to-table dinner opportunities. We've had some social media advocates be engaged with the process. So, I mean, it really, the possibilities are truly endless, and it's gone so much farther than what we had anticipated when we first developed this only a year and a half ago. And something that we're also very proud of is within that inaugural year, we actually were awarded the best website at American Farm Bureau's Communicators Conference, and we also have had the opportunity to take Gather Wisconsin to a state level at the Wisconsin State Fair.
Something special from Wisconsin, Gather Wisconsin. Check that out. So again, that website again?
GatherWisconsin.com.
Cassie Sonnentag with the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation from the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation Annual Convention. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
After a dry day today, a Clipper-type system will bring widespread snow through much of east central Minnesota and into western Wisconsin through Thursday. Now, dry weather then is expected from Thursday night onward and will be cold for the weekend, followed by a warm-up next week. Partly sunny throughout the day today. We'll have highs 20 to 25, relative humidities at 53 to 58%. Northwest winds at 6 to 11. We'll see about 4 hours of sunshine. For tonight, partly cloudy early, then becoming mostly cloudy. 90% chance of snow. We'll have lows from 11 to 16. Relative humidities at 91 to 97%. Northwest winds at around 5, becoming southeast at 11 to 16 and gusting to near 25. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, snow, highs at 22 to 27, 3 to 6 inches total storm accumulation is possible. We'll have relative humidities at 66 to 71%. Southeast winds at 12 to 17, shifting to the east at 11 to 16 and gusting to 30. Now for Thursday night, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of snow, lows 10 to 15. Friday, partly sunny, highs 20 to 25. Saturday, partly sunny, highs 15 to 20. Sunday, partly sunny, highs 25 to 30.
Be sure to visit the O'Galley Cheese Factory this holiday season. Their delicious cheese boxes make the perfect gift. O'Galley Cheese has a wide array of boxes featuring their award-winning cheese designed to fit any budget. Choose one of their pre-made selections or create your own specialty box. They can ship anywhere. Remember to order early to ensure timely delivery. Visit O'Galley Cheese, 2 miles north of Durand on Highway 25, or visit OGalleyCheese.com for easy online ordering.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection emailed directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
If you want to relax and encourage imagination in your children, go somewhere wild. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Being outdoors and connecting with nature benefits all of us as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
This year, American farmers will harvest 2.8 billion bushels of wheat and 15.1 billion bushels of corn. And to this day, American road workers have built 4.2 million miles of roads and counting. We're proud that John Deere machines rolling off the line here in the USA play a part in supporting Americans who work the land and build a better tomorrow. Nothing runs like a Deere. Learn more at johndeere.com/manufacturing.
Want a break from the daily grind? I go outside. Paddling in my kayak, walking the sandbars of a river, or bicycling on a woodland trail bring me so much peace. Nature is the great equalizer. Carmen Larson is a communications associate with the Nebraska Forest Service. She says being out in the wild has many benefits.
Wildness is comfortable for us, whether you're alone or you're with others. It reduces stress. It tends to really enhance social interactions. It tends to be less competitive, more appreciative of the surroundings. For children, the studies are clear that for attention deficit and other problems like that, this can really give them space and freedom.
Few of us have areas of true wilderness nearby and will travel great distances to national parks and forests just to see and experience it. But you can enjoy the same benefits from your own yard. Plant natives that attract pollinators, develop habitat for wildlife, and give your landscape a few rough edges.
There are areas that you probably want turf and you want areas to play. But for people with young children, if you can behind some shrubs or in a place where it won't bother you. Just allow children a space where there's loose soil, loose dirt, loose rocks. They can rearrange things as much as they want and leave them be. That's just huge.
From a scientific point of view, wild areas filter the air, remove pollutants from the water, and give shelter for wildlife. Larson says they serve as kind of a canary in the coal mine, and when we pay attention, can offer clues for what's happening in our natural systems. Learn more about the importance of wildness at